Chapter 1. Welcome to the Jungle. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the ones we're waiting for. We are the change that we seek. Barack Obama. How I got here. My love of music goes back to my earliest memories. As a little girl, I fondly remember singing along with my mother as she played the piano. In elementary school, this love of music prompted me to join the school band, where I played multiple instruments, the flute, piccolo, clarinet, and even the alto and tenor saxophones. Music offered me more than just a hobby. It was both a passion and a refuge for me. It could both ignite my soul and soothe it. Music and books were my safe space in an otherwise unhappy childhood. Within their creative refuge, my mind was able to escape the abuse, violence, neglect, and fear to survive another day in a world where safety and love eluded me. During high school, I was exposed to heavy metal rock music for the first time. I went to a Judas Priest and Iron Maiden concert with my friends at Madison Square Garden. More than just a night out, this event would be pivotal for me in many ways. I felt alive again with the energy of the music, the crowd of New York City. I felt something again, and I felt like I wasn't alone anymore. This powerful music spoke to me during a difficult time of my life and provided a much-needed outlet. Not only was I navigating the hellscape of being a teenager in their formative years, but I was going through major life transitions and emerging from the survival mode the abuse and trauma forced me into. It was also during this time that Guns N' Roses released Welcome to the Jungle. The intense and emotionally charged vocals of Axl Rose, with the raw energy of their powerful guitar riffs, not only perfectly captured the era of rock known for its leather, long hair, and rebellion, but it also ignited my creative spark. One that had laid dormant so I could focus on just trying to survive. So with this new energy and passion, I went and bought a bass guitar and taught myself how to play by ear. Within 6 months, I joined an all-female heavy metal band. Hanging out with the band, practicing and writing songs consumed my life. I wrote instrumentals and song lyrics and sang backup vocals on top of playing bass. I found myself eagerly devoting hours upon hours to songwriting, staying up late at night and hurriedly scribbling on napkins and receipts whenever an idea or lyric came to me. The band and our music were my everything. I felt seen, supported, and free to express myself without judgment. At the time, like many teenagers and young adults before me and after, I knew that I wanted to do this for the rest of my life.